97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Nothing, and I mean absolutely nothing, out of the loony left, particularly some of these NEA-supported board members and others, surprises me these days. It shouldn't. But even saying that, reading a social media message where there's a suggestion that a parent in a district should be thrown out of a window, and having board members liking that comment on social media should be cause for alarm. The board should have to address this, particularly out in the Francis Howell School District. And Lauren Greenwood is the target of all of this. She's a parent. She's the founder of Moms for Liberty. She ran as a candidate for the Francis Howell School Board. And Lauren is joining us on the show this morning. Lauren, how are you?
I'm doing all right. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, I'm sorry you're having to go through this. I think for background, we should kind of tell people how this got started. You were talking about an event coming up to alert people to what's going on in the district regarding neurodiversity. Is that correct?
Yes, that's correct. So I run a FHSD school watch list on Facebook. So I encourage listeners, if they want to, you know, have a know on what's going on in the Francis Howell School District, that's a good place to start. So they have different events. This one was a particular emotional learning program that had a mention of a lot of vendors. So I questioned, what will those vendors be? This could be an opportunity that we need to keep a close eye on, making sure that we don't lose our parental rights and how our children are being educated and directed emotionally. And so that sparked another backlash. School board members are the newly elected Sarah Dillard, the newly elected Jason Adams' wife, Wren, which is also the director of theater at a middle school at our Francis Howell, so also related to the school directly. And then the third one was Jen Barr, Kurt Barr, the director of elections, that just won, his wife, and she just won the committee woman in Cottleville. So these are all of our leadership in our community, and none of them condemned throwing me out of a window, and they liked it. They commented it, and the fact that they're even over on this person's particular Facebook post is appalling.
Because you would dare to question all of the different afflictions that get grouped together under the term neurodiversity. I think if I picked up on this correctly, they were upset because of, you know, people with ADHD or autism that you know, maybe a few years back might not have been diagnosed, and all these people would be glad to throw you out a window because you dared to criticize this meeting where you described it. Just describe it for my listeners, what the term neurodiversity means. It's a sort of a progressive code word these days, isn't it?
It could be. And that's the only thing that I was trying to bring light to, not even criticism, just a question. And who's going to be attending? You know, we need to make sure we understand what's on the agenda. And I never said anything about, you know, autism or ADHD, nothing negative there. While at the same time, most of these individuals are saying that they probably have that, and that in the same breath, they're calling me mentally ill.
Yeah. I have you gotten any reaction from, I mean, I read some of the comments on here, and people just started piling on. The lefties in that school district are radical, I'd be concerned about the level of some of that language if I were you.
Yeah, and I am, but I also am here to encourage people to not be afraid to speak up, because if we don't, these loud leftists are going to drown us out, and we're going to feel like we've lost our First Amendment right, and we're also going to completely lose what's happening in our school district, and our kids are worth it. We need to show up, we need to speak up, we need to stay engaged, because, yeah, they are bullies, and they're actually the mentally ill ones.
So is there a... is there an event coming up where people can go to learn more about this, or were you alerting people to the fact that they're having a meeting to highlight some of the neurodiversity programs available within the district?
I'd have to go back and look. I'm not sure if that was an internal meeting or if it was public. The post would be on FHSD school watch list.
Yeah.
It's probably a week or so old. So you have to scroll down a little bit. And then the next school board meeting, I think they're usually the second Thursday of the month. I encourage patrons to sign up for comments and speak out and condemn this type of behavior because you need to understand that the board and the superintendent, they are not going to speak out and help myself or any parents that are conservative. However, they will cave to pressure. So the more people that show up, the more media attention they get, that makes them uncomfortable. So that's unfortunately the only thing that's going to work. And then, yeah, get on Moms for Liberty. We've started a St. Charles chapter, so momsforliberty.org.
Well, they need to be made uncomfortable. I hope somebody or a number of people will go to this board meeting and just maybe demand an apology. Don't you think?
I hope so.
You think that would be in line?
Yeah. Because where does this keep going? It's escalating, so it needs to be silenced and put in its place.
Yeah,
this is not appropriate. Yeah.
At the very least, Sarah Dillard should be willing to step up and apologize for liking something where a parent is being threatened with violence. I mean, honestly, I don't know that anybody intended to throw you out of a window, but to suggest that you should be thrown out of a window because your point of view is different than theirs.
Right. That doesn't sound like love is love to me. Does it?
It does not, oddly enough. And I think the other thing, and Lauren, that they're a bit afraid of, is what's going to happen in 2028 now that we can move these school board elections to a general election time frame in November, where in a deep red county, we have more voters who turn out. I mean, it's a failure that they don't turn out in April, but they do seem to turn out in November in most cases, and 2028 will be the first test of that.
Yes, I want to keep encouraging people to remember that. I know it's a ways out, but that will be our last saving grace because it's a full liberal board now up until then. So this is the only way to right this ship. In the meantime, we do need to keep speaking out because the community is allowing this to happen as a whole, so we're all responsible.
That's a great point. Are you considering running again at some point? Would you?
I am. Yeah, I haven't. You know, it's not really always been my dream thing to do. It's definitely super challenging, but I care enough, not about just my own children, but everyone else's. And I do not believe that the direction this is going is healthy for them. And unfortunately, it's going to end up being a complete mental hospital because we're catering to some very wildly inappropriate things, specifically the gender ideology and lack of discipline and behavior issues at our school.
Yeah. And as we've pointed out before, you're not going to get pushback on that from the superintendent. You're not going to get pushback on that from the liberal principals and top administrators. And if the school board is not the one bringing it up, then it doesn't get addressed except potentially ignored in the public comments section of the school board meetings.
Correct. Yep. It's up to us.
Well, Lauren Greenwood, I'm sorry for what you're going through and all this. I hope I'll try to pay attention. And when is the next school board meeting? Do you know?
I haven't seen it listed. It's usually anywhere from the 14th to the 17th of each month Thursday.
So people would have an opportunity to go and check that out in the month of September at least and maybe see if we can get an apology from these people for what's happened here.
Yeah. I'll post it on my FHSD school watch list on Facebook, and then the school also has a YouTube channel that shows when it's coming up about a week prior, and I think it starts at 7 p.m.
Yeah. Lauren, thanks for all you're doing. Thanks for being willing to stand up for the kids.
I appreciate it. Have a great one.
You bet. You too. Lauren Greenwood there, parent out in the Francis Howell School District. Just nasty. As somebody pointed out here, love is love as long as you agree with them, right? They preach that you need to be tolerant, and they are the least tolerant people on earth if you disagree with them. They will run you out of business. They'll run you off the air. They'll run you out of town. Apparently, they'll like posts where people threaten to throw you out windows. The love is love crowd. I mean, honestly, It's nasty. If you go on and read some of the comments that were made on here about that woman who I just talked to, that personal, completely reasonable parent in the district who raises a simple concern over some training that's coming up, and they somebody tweets that she should be pitched out a window for daring to think that. I mean, honestly. The people that are in the district need to pay attention. I hope you're paying attention. And I hope in the next round of school board elections in 2028, for sure, we have an opportunity to right that ship and to get some common sense on there and get some people who are going to have common sense bathroom policies and make sure men aren't changing in your daughter's locker rooms. That common sense is not common, folks. It's not. It's a term we throw around a lot, but there is nothing common about common sense these days. It's taken a backseat to some of these liberal progressive policies, and you see it nationally with this Abdul al-Sayed. You see it locally in how it works its way out in some of these local school board issues. It's crazy, for sure. All right, coming up, we still got Jimmy Failla. Love getting him back on. He's been off. He was off last week. We'll get him back in here at about 8:20. Taylor Riggs on the Anaconda comment that the Ambassador Sands made yesterday. I thought it was a great point on what we're trying to do right now to Iran and just how effective that's going to be. We'll get to that at about 8:35. Stay tuned.
Get more at 971talk.com.